Welcome to the retirement planning segments of your weekend financial safari. My name's Randall Rickman, and joining us from the Chicago area is our local trusted coach and friend, John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services. Now, folks, we are the financial safari because it's a financial jungle out there. And as we all know, you should not go into the jungle without a guide. That's why each and every weekend, John shares his time, knowledge, and expertise about preparing for a secure retirement right here on the program. So, folks, if you don't have a retirement plan, or if you aren't sure if your current plan is maximizing your assets in the best way possible, just set up a time to meet with John Kelly and his team. Their number is 800-477-1135. Again, that number is 800-477-1135. So, John, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on again. How have you been?
Oh, can't complain, Eric. Can't complain. Getting ready for the weekend here.
Terrific. As we celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence this weekend, it's useful to remember, folks, that founder Thomas Jefferson's original version of the document listed life, liberty, and property as unalienable rights. The word property was replaced with the more familiar pursuit of happiness, but it's easy to see the link between the two terms. The linking idea is financial freedom. And who better to guard your financial freedom than a great coach? John, speaking of financial freedom, and you're a great coach, what was your first experience of your own financial freedom?
Well, I remember, like I said, even going back to the years we were in high school, I remember buying my first car with my own money, and you didn't have to worry about borrowing it from parents or grandparents, what have you. Just working, saving hard, saving up that money to go get it yourself and not having to rely on somebody else. And that feeling, that pride feeling you have when you actually do something and accomplish it yourself without having to thank somebody else for it. And I think that has a lot to do with anything we do, whether it's buying your first house, your home, sending your kids to college. You know, that's something that's just an ongoing thing in life. You know, especially me right now, my oldest child is in college right now, and it's just that nice financial freedom to know, hey, listen, I can pay this and you don't have to worry about, you know, strapping them with student loans and all that other good stuff is when they get out of college and just helping them out.
That's a fantastic and important time of life, just as your retirement years are later on. And you see clients, I guess, at all stages of their financial life. Is financial freedom something that you look for at the end of the road, or is that something you can actually achieve by planning for it properly, John?
Well, again, everything is like I said, we talk about coaching and everything has a game plan. And once you have a good game plan in place and just have your ducks in a row, I mean, know what your budget is. I think that's the first place that people fail to start with is actually having a budget. You'd be surprised how many people come in here to the office, sit down with us, and they really don't even know what their monthly goals are as far as their bills. So there's no such thing to me. I think the best way to describe financial freedom to somebody is when you know that your checkbook is getting down to zero on the 30th of every month, you know that's getting filled back up again on the 1st to meet them financial obligations. So having a plan in place to know that, hey, listen, I'm going to have money to pay the bills, go take the vacations, help the kids out, things like that, and having some emergency funds left over should something arise. And I think that's what financial freedom is going into retirement. Hey, listen, knowing that I can live comfortably, know my bills are paid, have a few dollars left over every month to maybe go to a dinner, or plan a vacation, you know, without having to scrimp and scrape for every paycheck to just to make the bills, pay the bills every month.
John, it sounds like no plan means no freedom.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and again, there's always things that are going to come up that's going to bite us and, you know, that we're not planned for. For example, I just had a gentleman, a good friend of mine. It's the third time in the last 3 years he had to come in here and borrow some more money out of his IRA account to help out a child. And I think that's one of the cracks people see in the nest eggs is helping out adult children without having any respect or consequences what's going to happen to their parents. Like he had to come and pull a nice chunk of change out of his IRA to help his kids pay down on a down payment on a house because they didn't save enough. And again, as parents, I mean, that's what we do to help out our kids. But just having a plan and knowing, hey, listen, this could have a drastic effect down the road on our own retirement plans is helping out other people. So again, having a plan in place, knowing where the money is there, and luckily enough for him, he saved pretty well throughout his lifetime. He was able to dig in and help his kids, and like hopefully it won't have any effect on him down the road. But again, hopefully they're smart enough to pay dad back.
Folks, it's advice like this that shows you how important it is to meet with an expert who understands the financial world and pays attention to your own needs and desires. Now, you owe it to yourself to call John Kelly today at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135. Now, we get listener email. Everyone's details are different, but good advice can steer you in the right direction. John, how about a question for the expert?
Go right ahead.
I'm looking at an email from Peggy in Bridgeview. Peggy writes, I'm 58 years old and currently going through a divorce. My husband has usually handled all of our savings and investments, so I'm a little nervous about how to handle things myself, even though I'll be getting a substantial sum of money from the divorce. How should I go about getting set up on my own, financially speaking?
Well, again, Peggy, sorry to hear about the divorce, and it happens all too often here in America, but again, sitting down and being able to do this yourself, I think that's another financial freedom, you know, not having to rely on somebody else. But the first place, like we all say, start with a budget. How much do you need monthly? What are the bills costing you every single month to stay in the house, put food on the table, you know, pay the car payments if you have any, things like that. And then where is that money going to come from? And how is the money set up where it's going to provide you that monthly paycheck? Like you said, every month when that checkbook is down to zero or close to it, you know you're getting filled back up again on the first to pay them bills for the following month. So again, that's peace of mind going into retirement. You're 58 years old. I mean, hopefully a lot of this money is not coming from an IRAs, because if it is, obviously, just looking at your age here, you can't take it out for another year and a half. So again, sit down and understand what buckets of money that you're going to have to pull from, and that's the first place we need to start. Seeing where you have it, seeing what it's currently doing, and see what your financial obligations are going to be.
The number to reach John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services in Chicagoland, is 800-477-1135. A successful retirement plan is not only crucial, but it's critical to get started on that right away. And congratulations on taking the initiative right now before your settlement has been finalized. John, this is a great opportunity right now for us to pause so that you can share with our listeners a special offer that you're extending to folks in your area.
Yeah, anybody who wants to come in, make an appointment for us, we'll sit down, we'll do a complete income analysis for them, we'll do an income plan where we'll show them how we're going to get their bills paid on a monthly basis, we'll do a Social Security maximization report where we'll show them how to maximize their Social Security benefits and hopefully get anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 of additional income from Social Security. And then we also hand out a copy of Patrick Kelly's best-selling book, The Retirement Miracle, that shows them the importance of tax-free retirement income and how important it is to any financial plan.
This is your chance to benefit from a personalized retirement income plan that John Kelly can put together for you. Call now at no cost or obligation. You can meet with your local financial coach right here in the Chicago area that you hear on our radio show each and every week, John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services. By the way, John didn't mention, but this is a $499 value. So don't delay. Call him now. That's 800-477-1135. The number is 800-477-1135. Now, we're going to take a short break, but we'll continue our conversation with John Kelly in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere, because there's more Financial Safari on the way.
This is Jason Wojo with your real estate investing power tip of the week. This week, I want to answer the question, do I have to spend money to learn how to invest in real estate? And the question is a great one, and one I probably get more than almost any other one. The answer is, it depends. I certainly would not recommend spending $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 on real estate investing like some of the national gurus would propose, but there's nothing wrong with spending a little bit of money with a qualified professional who knows what they're doing to learn how to invest in real estate. With that being said, there are also plenty of free resources available online where you can learn a ton of great information. Simply Google search, learn about real estate investing, and you'll find plenty of great sources. There's no need to spend a year's salary on real estate investing education. This has been your real estate investing power tip of the week, because power equals profits.
Did you know that delaying taking your Social Security benefits can have a dramatic effect on your retirement portfolio? Find out how by asking the Financial Safari team on financialsafari.com. That's financialsafari.com.